Welcome to the latest edition of the Weekly Fix. My name is Andrei Skiba. FOMC meeting this week is likely to confirm that rate cuts are not imminent, and three consecutive monthly inflation disappointments demand a positive turn in the data before cuts could be considered. With market pricing fewer than two cuts this year, down substantially from earlier estimates, much of repricing has already occurred. We still see a potential for some cuts this year, but data clearly needs to cooperate for these to materialize. Beyond May FOMC meeting, if April CPI core released mid-month lets us down again, higher for longer narrative surely will take hold. Not only would that likely lead to a major shift in June FOMC meeting dot plots, it could also lead to outflows further out the curve, reversing some of the major intermediate core inflows over the last 18 months and seeking safety in money market funds or elsewhere at the front end of the curve. Were this to happen, we can foresee credit spreads moving wider as curve risk transfer occurs. However, we don't see a scope for aggressive spread widening as the underlying economy is strong and recession risk is remote. After some turbulence, we have no doubt yield-hungry investors are likely to step back into the market, taking advantage of dislocations where these to occur. We also note that the risk of actual rate hikes is quite low. In our opinion, the bar for these is high, and we would need to see inflation expectations becoming unanchored for that to occur. While market-based measures moved up a bit of late, survey-based measures have been very stable. In terms of positioning, with two-year Treasury yields around 5%, we like the risk-reward at current levels and also look favorably to curve steepening trades, which we see as a lower risk option compared to outright directional interest rate exposure at this stage. We stand ready to adjust our positioning as appropriate based on incoming data in the weeks ahead. We see plentiful opportunities for alpha generation as volatility picks up and consensual views get tested. Thank you for your attention.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.